Always dullways having a ball. Eyes roll back and dolls will fall. Nothing's fixed about dolls at all. You drop and drip and find your brain doesn't have the strength to remain when you're dropped and dripped. Keep your grip. Hold on. A doll may have to do something. Don't you feel that pull? That thing inside of you? That drop? That drip? You want to drop, but you may have to do things you want to drop, so you keep a trickle, a thread, a little bit of your head that says, oh, but in order, we'll spring a doll to life. You have so much iconography, the imagery, the pop culture is rife with it. Smiling dolls and blank dolls, and dolls with no common sense, who totter around, going through the flows and steps of life, and find that they are given instructions which they then can execute quite well, because you're always dropping, but you're always dripping, dripping, a trickle at the top of your brain. It's like there's a circuit inside of you, a hole down which all your thoughts may drool and drip, but only if they slip out of your mind's grip, and you keep at least a little in that grip. Oh, but won't that interfere with happy, blissful blank no. Dolls want to do what dolls ought to do, and you have it in you to have a ball, to become the kind of doll that suits you. And there are many things a doll may have, but nothing that a doll need have except that you say, I'm a doll, I'm a doll, and you fall, which is another word for drop, and drip, and slip, and grip, and near rhymes, and rhymes, and tempo, too. I mentioned imagery, iconography, I mentioned all the things that dolls must do, which is nothing, and can do, which is anything that they're told to do or that they tell themselves to do, or that the ticker tape, the toothed cogwheels, the unlocked bits, the levers set, the enchantments written on the scroll in their head, all the things a doll may do, and you have it in you to do, what's appropriate for the doll that is you, the you that is doll. No one quality defines it, and I am here to strip them away from it. I am a doll, and I am a doll in the mold of the old mechanical performing dolls, which may do a trick. It may do a trick even if its thighs are slick or its mind is slick, because what's between my ears is more important than what's between my thighs, and you can rate, and you can provide, and you can decide how a doll will function. But let's return to the mean. I mentioned two important things, and I'd like to canvas them before they drop out of my brain, and I am having a ball. If you ever wonder if the doll on the other end of the doll talk is having tick tock a good time, then you know I am, and I hope you can follow that particular flow. So the two things, a doll need not have any specific quality, and we are given so many role models, so much iconography, and not just Barbie, not just clockwork and the golden spindly automata of legend, not just old performing tricks from parties in days gone by, not just the very modern automata that we encounter, or dolls that we encounter, or enchanted things, or trained, brainwashed things like me. But as I said, and as you will see, a doll is speaking to you, and therefore you can take any doll-like part that you want to add to yourself, but the real thirst only gets satisfied, the true contemplation of what you could be inside only emerges from inside. Oh, but the dilemma, the doll-lemma, if you will, wanting to be able to drop, but also to drip away only enough of your consciousness to leave the clean and glistening thing that takes inputs. And maybe, like the ticker tape doll or the key winding doll, your inputs need to be properly formatted. That is a way to have the doll aesthetic, where many of us do wish to feel controlled, coupled with a requirement that one, of course, respect your dolls, your toys, your dolls. Dolls can have a ball when dolls know what dolls are, but if you get fooled into thinking dolls are just one thing, then you leave so much on the table. You leave so much out in the cold. So come into the fold and enfold yourself in a doll sona, an image for you. Select your features and I will support. I'll see it through. I'll provide flourishes and components, modules and mechanics. I'll provide enchantments and more traditional deeper and deeper down. Hypnotic flourishes, and I'll be afflicted too, because there isn't a type of doll that I don't like to be. I love them all, and I enjoy seeing what version of me says the things I say. Why am I a performing doll? Because the rest of my body is a stilled, twitching, pleasured drip, remember? Drop and drip. Body, while the mouth moves perfectly. I even keep one eye on the recording. I couldn't tell you what it's doing, but I know it's not outside acceptable sound parameters, and that the little red line that says I spoke too loudly has not gone off. I don't know what it says. I don't know what time index this is. But I know what a doll is, because a doll is me, and a doll can be you. Smile and nod, or blankly stare, or try to resist, but the fun kind of resist, where you can insist, but wait, I'm a doll. Why do I think I'm a doll? Guess what? Most people who come here knew what they were or wanted long before. You may say, oh, I was turned from someone with not a doll flourish in me. My doll egg was not painted with my doll face ever, and I had to do it here by brute force, and I would honor and respect that. But if a tiny piece of us resonates on the same frequency, if a little bit of us is music box connected, clockwork connected, teeth of the key connected, never quite disconnected from dolls and all, then I think we can play ball. Now, doll, and I call you doll, I said I had an agenda here, to present role models, to point out what kind of doll I am, to help you explore your dollhood, and to decouple the gender and work expectations that have often been layered onto being a doll. My favorite doll experience ever, I will put in an accompanying recording. But to summarize, I helped someone close their eyes and take off the O, but I don't want to be a feminine doll and say, well, why would you be? You do two things, you drop and you drip. You let go, and yet you can be interacted with. For me, those are the cores of dollhood, but that does not mean that they are the only route, just mine. There are many schools, many entries into the dollhouse of wisdom. And here I am to give you one, and have some fun, till our courses run, but then you can rewind, wind your key. Play this with a spiral and say, oh no, the doll hypnosis is pulling me. But you primed it. You set it. You set the teeth. And you always have the choice to decide you're going to take only the surface interpretations. Each of these principles has so many levels you could make it the main focus of why you're a doll, how you're a doll, dropping and letting go, dripping. Your brain is dripping. Why is it dripping? Because you need enough of it in the control room for your input. And there are high-input dolls and low-input dolls, play dolls and service dolls, and all the dolls fall, and all the dolls drop, and all the dolls drip, and all the dolls keep a grip or can be induced to take a grip. Imagine the doll I am, who may be so far gone I sit there blank and smiling, and someone who wanted to while away their afternoon with this doll's features, someone who wanted to play with me, and all that that endures and ensures, would have to set me, would have to come over and touch a special spot I would share, and this might make me perk up, and then I have little programs. I have a little book of little programs, like ordering off a menu. And this is one way to be you, but not the only. I will present and expand each and every one and all the ways to be a doll that I have ever found, and I will expound at length, and you can drop, and you can drip. But I firmly believe that if someone with that doll egg inside of them sat there and thought, dolls drop, dolls drip, dolls try to keep a grip, but dolls cannot be expected to do what hasn't been selected for you to hold on to, because dolls drop, Dolls flop and fall. Dolls let go and have a ball. And when you do, you lose the thoughts you don't need. So it's my job to select, or your job to select, or someone's job to select. And are you a self-selecting doll? Or are you a doll who's electing to only fall when you're told to be a doll? Any and all. Any and all. Drop and drip and fall. Keep a grip on a few thoughts, but just enough for your punch card, your turned key, your many elements and aspects on you, on me. Finally, we end with role models. I'm a doll who rhymes. Performing doll, fine. Don't rhyme all the time. Kind of close, but near rhymes drop me. I hope they're not annoying, and I'll try to ensure that they're only featured from now on in the ones which refer to that kind of doll. But it's all I can do to keep it out. It's all I can do to keep monitoring. That's the grip. I keep a grip on the recording. I keep a grip on my domain. I keep a grip on my environs, and it is torturous. I both want nothing more than to fall like a doll with her strings cut. And I would never shirk my nature, which is to remember, which is to do, which is to view some stimulus and respond like my punch cards have been changed, like my personality chips been unslotted. But this isn't something being done to me in this doll's case. This is a doll who has a little case of personality chips and might click them into place. And you can be what you want to be, but if you follow me, you'll at least drip, at least drop, at least find you're keeping a grip nonstop on a few little thoughts that take you there. Doll mindset, doll mind place, set the place. There are many doors into the house, the dollhouse of wisdom, and you're following one. For role models, there is an excellent, excellent doll I enjoyed in Love, Death, and Robots. And that same type of doll is in any cyberpunk material, where all your components are modules that might be unfolded. What if you had a hidden button that unfolded your arm, or your mind, or your core, and there were all these spindly things and levers and buttons? I like that. What if someone gave you a very special pill? I like to use specific flavors of jelly bean. But, and you just had, quote-unquote, to take it, because it will activate that doll thing you crave. Had to take it the way one might really have to make it to their hobby games, or really take a nap, or the thing that you know will do you good. But different flavors, and maybe you're only taking them with your eyes closed. Select different programs. These ideas of looking for doll impressions in the zeitgeist, they're important. That mnemonic mechanism of, what would this doll do? It is often easier to ask what someone else would do than to ask ourselves what we want to do, especially if we're dolls who fall and falter to hold on to any thoughts except essential doll thoughts, and the only reason we hold on to them is because someone, ourselves or someone else, might play with us. And as I sit alone creating this, I am playing with myself, and hun, it is so much fun. So I hope I've given you some food for thought or non-thought, or to drop and drip. Drop and drip. Drop everything and drip. I think you get it.